now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
And welcome to Thursday. It is the Talk of the Town Roundtable, and we're going to tackle a couple of issues on today's show. First off, we're going to be talking with Tom Fulcher. He is the Idea Gardener. And before you start thinking of Ken Lane and the Mountain Gardener, this is an Idea Gardener. He is a business development and strategy guy. And so he's going to have some thoughts regarding, businesses getting back into the workplace. And not only that, but also the recent Paycheck Protection Plan and some changes that were made to that. So Tom Fulcher will be joining us live momentarily. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Mike Payson from the Prescott Frontier Rotary. They are working on a fundraiser this weekend to benefit the Navajo Nation in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic that has hit the Navajos extremely hard. And so the Prescott Frontier Rotary Group has put together a fundraiser, and they will be culminating that this weekend. So we're going to get the scoop from Mike Payson of the Prescott Frontier Rotary. So let's take a quick break, and then the Idea Gardener, Tom Fulcher, will be with us here on the Roundtable on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 9 to noon right here on KQ&A.
I'm proud to be part of KQ&A's live talk block every day.
No pulling of punches, because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers, with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Facebook, Twitter, Google, and YouTube are being criticized for banning political messages. One big media company is even asking Twitter to ban President Trump. Each weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, Sean Spicer tackles the new censorship and its dangers. Watch Sean Spicer's new show on Newsmax TV, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax TV is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Armstrong, and more. Check your cable guide and tune into Newsmax TV now.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now, I would take time to go over his resume, but that would take up the rest of the half hour. Suffice to say that Tom Folger has a great list of credentials in the business world, and I became acquainted with him during a recent webinar from the Arizona Commerce Authority on the Paycheck Protection Program, and there's been some changes to that, which we will talk about here in just a few moments. Tom, I guess the first question I'd want to ask you as the idea gardener, with so many businesses having been on hold for a couple of months, is there any kind of particular strategy in mind as they re-enter the workplace, how to, you know, stay in touch with their customers and be able to make that transition back into the workaday world?
You bet, Sanford, and thanks for having me with you. As you look at that, it's about timing. You know, don't basically, as they say, turn a campfire into a forest fire. Work closely. Start working closely with your existing customers. Find out how their needs have changed, and then pivot to meet that. And take your current solutions. Many people are finding what they were currently doing may not be the most demanded item by their current customers. But you know what? There's probably other customers that need that. And whatever you do, don't go it alone. You know, get out there and get some help. And, you know, also consider evolving your messaging a little bit. You might have to talk a little differently on the kind of sales end of things. A lot going on, you know, or I teach you, it's probably nothing. We only have a health pandemic, a business pandemic, disaster loans, protest, economic uncertainty, and national elections. Nothing going on.
No, I tell you, it's a blessing for anyone with ADD, because there's certainly plenty to swivel with as you make your way through the day. As a business consultant, I'm just curious. Nobody asked your opinion, going into this. But now that we've had a chance to kind of reflect on how things have gone, do you have any thoughts regarding the strategy whereby certain large businesses like, the Home Depots and the supermarkets and places like that were allowed to remain open with people going in, you know, by the hundreds, but yet the small business people that had a lock on their door where they could let people in one at a time were not allowed to open. Do you have any reflection on whether that strategy ultimately was the right move, or could it have been better thought out, perhaps?
Well, it does seem, you know, an even-handed approach to things would be appropriate, and, you know, identifying truly essential services and all of those that could address them. But there are so many decisions that are also personal. You know, I'm immune suppressed. I have a kidney transplant, and so I have to make a different set of decisions just as a human being putting myself at risk than maybe my neighbor might. But, yeah, you know, our small businesses are hit hard, and these, you know, economic recovery programs from Congress and the state have been helpful, but especially for those that consider themselves self-employed. They might be Schedule C, perhaps they're an LLC filing as an S-Corp. There are some gaps in some of these that have left those people scratching their heads and wondering, how do I recover in this?
Well, and one of the ways in which the recovery has been engineered at the government level is with the Paycheck Protection Program. And before we get into the nuts and bolts of it, if you would give us your view in terms of whether this was the right strategy at the right time, implemented well, anything that you might have done differently, what do you think?
You know, it's whether it's the right thing, I will tell you what, I've worked with dozens, if not hundreds, of clients at this point, and they all feel in many ways that at least having access to capital was the right thing. Certainly it's saved a lot of jobs. And we have to remember the Paycheck Protection Program, as originally written, was about paychecks for employees and removing the burden of small businesses and employers from having that capital hit. It wasn't really written, when you read it, as a, we're going to keep small businesses open. That's a little more of what EIDL was about, but that's a non-forgivable loan. You know, I've said to a lot of people that you have to admire the speed with which things became available. At the same time, there's an old saying that you were flying the plane while building it. I feel like we've been flying the plane while designing it and then redesigning it.
That's I wrote that one down. That's a good one. Now the fact is, though, if the alternative was to lay off your employees, close your business, and wait out the pandemic, it would appear to me anyway that on its face, paying the business owner to keep people employed rather than making them go on unemployment would be a net positive for the economy as a whole.
Absolutely. And we've got to remember, business owners are themselves generally employees of their own business. And this also included those self-employed to file on a Schedule C. And they have a much simpler process because they can rely on net earnings as opposed to having to look for payroll and 941s and all those other things. So absolutely. You know, the challenge, of course, was with the first rendition, the money went so rapidly, and we were all convinced that when more money was made available, it would do the same thing. And here we sit today with well over $100 billion still available to lend in the Paycheck Protection Program. Definitely a positive, though.
Well, and then when you heard the news coverage that entities like the Los Angeles Lakers and Ruth's Chris and places like that got into the PPP line early, I think that kind of maybe took the wind out of their sails a little bit. But ultimately, it appears as though a number of not just small businesses, but very, very, very small businesses were able to avail themselves of the help that the Paycheck Protection Program provided.
Absolutely. I know a lot of companies that have gotten, you know, $10,000 and $12,000 loans, and they're thankful for it. You know, people not only in some of the well-covered industries like food service and hospitality, but what about meeting and event planners? And a lot of those that serve those industries, they're often very much micro-businesses, and they've been hit very hard.
Now, the original configuration of the Paycheck Protection Program, it was basically an 8-week program. You were looking to keep your employees or your pay levels at or above 75% of the full amount for a period of about 60 days, which would have been roughly through the end of this month. And there have been some changes made to the Paycheck Protection Program that just went into effect. Do you mind sharing with us some of the details of what you know about the changes?
Absolutely. So the House passed a bill, the Senate, rather than their own, picked that up. They passed it to the White House. You know, next steps after White House signature, a president's signature, is to go to Treasury for some rulemaking, SBA for guidance. So we got a few hours to a week. I don't know how long it'll take. First one you mentioned, the 75% rule. So originally, 75% of the forgiveness amount had to be spent on the long list of what was defined as payroll. That's been lowered to 60%. That's a wonderful thing. At the same time, though, people need to know that there was a kind of a cliff put in there. If you don't spend at least 60%, you get no forgiveness. So if you don't spend at least 60% of your amount on payroll, you get zero forgiveness. Under the 75% rule, it had been of a sliding scale. Now, many congressmen are saying that was an error and they'll correct it. We'll see. Another thing, you mentioned the 8 weeks. So 8 weeks is now 24 weeks. And that's, you know, from the date of the loan dispersal. In other words, when you got the money. Now, that 24 weeks is also limited by 12/31. So if somebody gets it in December, they have to still spend it by December 31st. Other changes, all new loans under the program will be five-year loans. Now, it's commonly reported that it's a five-year program. Well, that's sort of true. Any loan given before the act becomes law is still a two-year loan. And it allows for the borrower and lender to negotiate to convert that to a five-year loan. It's not right now an automatic conversion. So if you've got one, You want to extend it, you need to speak with your lender. So those are a few of the key ones. There's some employee retention rules. The other big one is there was a must rehire date of June 30th. That must rehire date has been shifted to December 31st. There's a caveat on there. It's a little unclear if the rehire date is actually December 31st or it's within the 24-week forgiveness period. It's a little sketchy on that one. We're waiting for a little more guidance.
Well, like you said, they're designing the plane while they're flying it. So we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Tom Fulcher, the Idea Gardener, and we're going to take on the notion of what businesses can do to kind of help their own recovery as we emerge and reopen our local economies here in Arizona and across the country. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does?
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle
brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And we're going to be talking about raising some money and badly needed supplies for the Navajo Nation with Mike Payson from the Prescott Frontier Rotary, who'll be joining us a little bit later on. Right now, we're talking with Tom Fulcher, the Idea Gardener, Business Development and Strategy. So, Tom, we've had health scares before, H1N1, you know, we had polio back in the 50s, you know, so this isn't the first time that there's been a pandemic. I can tell you this is probably the first time that they've shut down the entire economy. And just the speed with which an economy that was humming along at a record pace just absolutely went into free fall because of this pandemic, that has shocked a lot of people. And I would imagine it's traumatic, not only for business owners, but for customers as well. What would your advice be as a way in which to kind of, I don't know, help people cope with the fallout from what we've been through? And will we ever get back to what we were doing back in late 2019?
Well, you know, Sanford, it's a great question, and I'm an optimist. I think we will. You watch the stock market. Really, we're back over, I think, 25,000 already. The real estate market continues to improve on values. We got a lot of people damaged by this, a lot of people, employees out of work, A lot of businesses had to close the doors and a lot rethinking. Two key things I want people to think about. Rethink your financial planning. Every situation is unique. What financial issues have been exposed? Work with your employees. I talked to a restaurant owner, and as they were reopening, she started talking to her staff, and they pointed out dozens of things that could be done to make things more efficient, healthier, safety. And you know what? A lot of those were also improving profit. So really look inside and look at some of those micro changes and try to stay calm. The other is a business plan. Now, I'm not going to say go out and write a 30-page plan. But go out and do just a simple one-pager. You know, what's your mission, objectives, strategies, and tactics? Identify things you can do for the next 6 months. That way, when things come along, you can make changes, you mark them off. That ability to make progress and feel that progress and be grateful for that progress really relieves a lot of stress and helps you keep taking small steps.
All right. Well, we're going to take a big step here, Tom. Can you recall something from your professional life where you employed a strategy like this and had a pleasantly surprising positive outcome from it?
Absolutely. My wife and I used to own a hiking company. We took people from all over the world hiking and camping at the Grand Canyon, Sedona, and Havasu Falls. And you know what? 1 year, Grand Canyon shut down for a period of time due to a budget impasse. And another year, Havasu Falls shut down to environmental issues. We had to step back. We had to work with all those guys that worked with us and say, what are some unique ideas to pivot? What are some different offerings we can make? And we started doing things like, hey, let's do a yoga tour, a yoga group tour at the top of the canyon and take 25 people and a yogi instead of taking, you know, two people down at a time. Are there different ways we can, you know, do our travel or different ways we can do our meal prep? And so that was something we had to deal with 2 years in a row due to different closures.
You know, that with every situation, opportunity arises. And as long as you, as a business owner, are looking and aware and not just, you know, focused on literally what's, you know, 2 feet in front of you, there are ways in which you can, you know, maybe find new avenues. I think the restaurant people that stayed open and provided takeout were pleasantly surprised by the volume of business they were able to do just on takeout.
Absolutely. And you know, the question I tell people to ask is, what problems can you solve for your customers and potential customers? I always talk about, I do a lot on the raising capital space with investors, and I always talk to people about identifying pain. I define pain as people are in need. Mm-hmm. Find that pain. What can you do to help alleviate it?
What's your feeling in terms of the stay-at-home situation with telecommuting, working from home? You know, I participated in that webinar that you were one of the panelists on, and it seems as though while they've been talking a lot about telecommuting and stuff like that, that this pandemic really did bring the issue of, you know, is telecommuting not only possible, but is it actually productive? And would you say the answer is a mixed answer, or is it an unabashed success? How would you characterize it?
Well, I think it's definitely mixed. I don't know about you, Sanford, but I seem to be busier than I ever was. Sometimes it's hard when you're working from home to separate work and home and when you do emails and don't. But there are certain industries that it's more challenging for that, and certain small businesses that have challenges with that. In the bottom line, though, as much as people want to call it the new normal, I firmly believe as human beings, we are social by nature. I don't know about you and the listeners. I miss personally interacting with people. And I think that's, you know, going to come back. I'm married to an event planner. She sort of thinks it's going to come back. So I think it's definitely successful. It's a new tool we have, but it's not a permanent replacement for in-person.
And if you wouldn't mind sharing with us some of the resources that are available to business people should they decide to seek some outside counseling?
Absolutely. You know, right there in Prescott, You have the Small Business Development Center. They're funded by the SBA. They have no-charge counseling and services to help anyone who needs it in small business. And in this COVID situation, they can actually expand beyond that a little bit. SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives, is another free service. There's a Women's Business Resource Center. The SBA has other guides. The Arizona Commerce Authority has a wonderful packet of tools on their website. And on the health side, you know, I looked before this call at the CDC site, and they have so many back to work and how to build your plans and how to keep your employees and customers safe. It does ultimately come down to people complying, though. You know, are people actually following in with that, and how do you deal with them? They're not. But there are so many tools, you know, and just participating, be part of it, is so critical. But again, I can't wait to do it personally. I want to come up and go to the Prescott Brewing Company and the meadery and visit my in-laws who live up in Prescott. So I can't wait for back in person for myself.
Well, and of course, you and your entire community are always welcome to come and drop a few bucks here in the Quad Cities. We could always use a little economic stimulation from wherever it may come. Well, Tom, it's been great talking with you. Thank you again for participating in that webinar. It really was beneficial, I think, to hear all about the Paycheck Protection Program. And I know that as business people continue to try and advance where they go from here, they'll be relying on people that have been there and back. And so folks like you become very valuable. And so I just want to say thanks for taking the time to spend here with us.
Thank you, Sanford. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to help folks.
All right, Tom Fulcher, the Idea Gardener. So stick around. We are going to talk about some charity work that's being done on the Navajo Nation from folks right here in Prescott. That's coming up in just a moment with Mike Payson of the Prescott Frontier Rotary. You're listening to KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We're right back after the news.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals pets and animals. That's us.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of a Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Scottsdale Police Sergeant Ben Hoster says they've received hundreds of tips and videos placing social media influencer Jake Paul at the riot and looting that took place last Saturday night at Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall.
He has been subsequently charged, and a summons has been issued for two charges, one of unlawful assembly and of criminal trespass.
The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 this evening. They'll discuss transit funding.
The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or CARES, was signed into law by President Trump on March 27th. According to Public Works Director Norm Davis, $3.6 million of funding is going to Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization for transit purposes. Tonight's meeting can be viewed on cable channel 56 or at pvaz.granicus.com. I'm Mason Pennington, reporting.
Sunny and hot today, a partly cloudy overnight low around 64, then very windy with a 20% chance for a brief early afternoon and late night thunderstorm tomorrow, blowing in a much cooler and gusty weekend with highs around 88 Friday, 77 Saturday through Monday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime with increasing clouds to near 68. Then a very windy Friday high near 97 with the same chance for spot storms. Highs of only 87 this windy weekend and back to work. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verde told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Napa know-how.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping on over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me live in studio is Mike Payson from the Prescott Frontier Rotary Group. And the Frontier Rotary is spearheading an effort to take some badly needed supplies up to the Navajo Nation, which has been decimated by the COVID-19 virus. And Mike, I guess first and foremost, this thing is getting started tomorrow. So what's the nuts and bolts of how, if somebody wants to help or contribute or something, where do they go and what do they do?
Well, the Navajo Nation, and by the way, thank you for having me on. The Navajo Nation is in desperate need of non-perishable food items and cleaning supplies like antibacterial and antiviral types of cleaning, Lysol, that sort of thing. We're gathering up as much of that as we can in the next 3 days on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Waters from 9 until 5 each of those 3 days. And then Monday, a bunch of us are going to drive it up to the Nation. Make for a long day, but it'll be worth it.
Now, what was the genesis of this idea originally?
Well, about 4 weeks ago, we did a food drive, non-perishable food drive for Community Cupboard, and we ended up filling up 3 pickup trucks plus part of a van for them. And then we started scouting around for some other things, and one of our members, Lori Decker, suggested maybe doing something with the Navajo Nation. It's almost beyond belief to me what's going on up there.
Well, tell me about it, because you spoke to the Attorney General up there and some of the Tribal Council people.
I've been in touch with the Tribal President and the Attorney General and one of the other lawyers there that handles this sort of thing. And some statistics they gave me are pretty staggering, I think. For the nation only having 3% of the state's total population, they have nearly 25% of the reported COVID cases and nearly 25% of the deaths attributed to COVID. The other things that they're lacking up there, I mean, it's hard for me to believe that 30% of the people up there have no running water. 40% of them have no electricity. And I understand logistics are an issue with that, but this is the United States. Mm-hmm. I find that hard to believe that that can happen in this day and age. They account, the people with no electricity, account for more than 50% of all the people in the United States with no electricity.
And obviously there are some underlying health issues up there on the Navajo Nation as well that help exacerbate the COVID-19 virus impact.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much beyond belief to me that this goes on in our country in this day and age. We've got so much, and we take so much for granted, I think, that we don't see the dire need and help that those folks need.
So folks that want to help the Navajo Nation and contribute to the Prescott Frontier Rotary effort to do that, they need to stop by at Waters Garden Center on Iron Springs Road. That's where the collection point is going to be. And they're looking for the cleaning supplies and stuff like that, and then non-perishable food items as well?
Yeah, rice, pasta, cereals, anything that won't spoil. Canned goods, canned fruits, canned vegetables. Anything that you think of in your closet that won't spoil, that's what they need. So, if someone wishes to give a cash donation of some kind, we can certainly do that. We'll be taking in checks and cash at Waters. And if somebody wants to mail a check to us and get it to the Navajo Nation, they can send it to the Prescott Frontier Rotary Foundation and designate it for the Navajo Nation. Mail it to Post Office Box 1903, Prescott, 86302.
Now, on a slightly different subject, Waters Garden Center is also usually the location of the Prescott Frontier Rotary's biggest fundraiser of the year, which is Grapes for Grades. That was scheduled to take place on June 22nd. June 21st, but because of all the pandemic stuff, you've had to put that off. Is there a chance this thing will be rescheduled sometime in the future?
You know, I would love to tell you that that's a positive yes, but I can't do that. We just don't know at this point. It's going to depend to some degree on how this whole COVID thing plays out in the next few months. But we keep putting it off a month at a time, and we're getting down to the point where if we have it in September or October, it's going to be cutting it pretty close.
Well, you know, Mike, people could sure use some wine right now. Just saying. Yeah, the plate is not only full, but overflowing. With regard to this particular effort, what would you consider to be a win? What would the ultimate goal be? What would you like to have happen as a result of the Frontier Rotary's efforts to aid the Navajo Nation?
You know, we're going to have a 24-foot U-Haul truck there, and I would love to see that thing filled up. That would be the goal. If if we could surpass what we did with the community cupboard effort, I'd be thrilled.
Well, I know that the folks here, having just emerged from the pandemic and are starting to reopen, this is not exactly one of the easiest times to be, asking people to donate stuff. But the fact is, though, that even having endured this whole, situation, it's nothing compared to what the folks at the Navajo Nation have had to deal with.
Not even close. I don't know how many cases we're at now in Yavapai County, but I can tell you that there's over 5,000 of them that have been up on the nation.
Wow.
That's a lot. That's half of the state, or a quarter of the state, rather. So it's a big number. And I think about what the kids are going through up there.
Yeah.
Prescott Frontier Rotary's focus has always been on the kids in our community. And the kids just up there have no other options. They're stuck with what they got. So,
well, it's at least someone and a group of someones are willing to step forward and say, we're going to volunteer and try to make this situation a little bit more tolerable. So, again, for folks that are wanting to donate either non-perishable food items or cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, bacterial wipes, Lysol sprays, things like that. The collection point is at Waters Garden Center on Iron Springs Road during regular business hours. And you'll be doing that collection through the close of business on Saturday?
On Sunday. So we'll be doing it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 3 days.
Okay, that's right. Yep. Tomorrow. I'm always thinking, Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll be taking these donations at Waters Garden Center for the Navajo Nation. And then on Monday, hopefully driving that 24-footer full of stuff to help the folks up there at in the northeast corner of Arizona. Again, for folks that want to just write a check and would like to mail it to the Rotary, if you wouldn't mind sharing that address again, please.
So make it out to Prescott Frontier Rotary Foundation and designate it for the Navajo Nation. Mail it to Post Office Box 1903, Prescott 86302, and we will make sure it gets there.
All right. And if you didn't happen to have a pencil when you were driving around, you can give us a call here at the front desk at the radio station, and we'll give you that information as well. And I guess, in the interest of full disclosure, I am a member in good standing of the Prescott Frontier Rotary. I'm proud to be so.
Good standing's questionable, but we'll take it.
Actually, I'm good sitting at the moment. Mike, thanks.
Thank you for having me on, Sam.
You bet. Congratulations, Lori Decker, for a great idea, and good to have a nice bunch of volunteers willing to jump in and help out.
That's one of the things. I've only been here in the Prescott area for about 3 years, and that's one of the things that's really struck me. When there's a need, people step up.
Nice. Well, we're going to step out for a moment and give our sponsors a chance to sell you a few things, and then I'll be back with a few final thoughts live right here on Talk of the Town, KQNA AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Lynx?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Lynx does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
Oh, say can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rubrographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442 9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rubrographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And, man, it has been a crazy couple of weeks, not only nationwide, but even right here in Prescott and Prescott Valley, Arizona, as we had the, I guess you would call the designation of bringing in folks from outside the area to demonstrate regarding the unfortunate death of George Floyd, and thankfully we did not deteriorate into looting and fire setting and things like that. But I will say that on some level, you have to feel as a resident, a longtime resident of this area, that you do have to feel a little bit put upon by having people from outside our area come here and attempt to tell us how to feel. Now, there's nothing wrong with people being upset and outraged over what obviously was a terrible act of poor judgment by the cop in Minneapolis and led to the death of George Floyd. I mean, there's just no two ways around it. But I can tell you that I've been through this kind of reaction before with similar results. When I was 11 years old, 1967, I lived in Detroit. And Detroit was a middle-class town, working-class town, very similar to other places in the Midwest like Des Moines and Indianapolis and Cincinnati, you know. And, you know, things were okay. You know, the car manufacturers offered the opportunity for good-paying jobs and the unions at that time were being reasonable with their wage demands. And so Detroit was a pretty good place to live. Well, that all changed in 1967 when a riot broke out. And here's the reason why the riot happened in Detroit. You had, a primarily black inner city, a primarily white police force, didn't have the greatest relationship, but, you know, it wasn't the kind of thing where cops were getting ambushed in their cars and people were getting, physically beaten on a nightly basis. You know, it was, okay. Well, this was a particularly hot summer night, and there was an after-hours drinking establishment commonly known in the vernacular as a blind pig. It's the kind of place where people would go after the bars close, and a lot of times you'll look the other way, the cops would look the other way and allow people to basically, hang out in these, after-hours drinking establishments. Well, one night, there was a fight outside of this one after-hours drinking establishment, this blind pig, on 12th Street in Detroit. And there were a lot of people on the street that night because it was hot, humid. It was hard to go to sleep at night because it was so hot and sweaty in those apartments. And so you had a lot of people on the street. And when the cops came, somebody threw something and it sparked a violent reaction and it took off from there. So later that day, I was playing basketball at a community center in Northwest Detroit. And my dad showed up about a half hour earlier than we had planned to come and pick me up. We were still playing. And he says, come on, get in the car. And I said, well, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be here for nothing. He says, don't worry about it, just get in the car. So I got in the car, and as we're driving up Myers Road from 6.5 mile up towards 8 mile, 8 mile, for those of you that remember the movie with Eminem about 8 mile, that is the dividing line between Detroit and its northern suburbs. And as we're heading up Myers Road, I asked my dad, well, why'd you have to come and pick me up so early? He says, look out the back of the car. And sure enough, as I'm looking out the back of our vehicle, and it was an older vehicle, had, that really big rear deck, and I had both of my arms up on the deck as I'm looking out, and all along the horizon, as far as you could see, was black smoke coming up. The city of Detroit was on fire. And thank God that my grandmother and grandfather had sold their party store on 12th Street about 2 years earlier, because their building was one of the ones that burned down as a result of the riots. And I can tell you that I still to this day do not understand how, when faced with an injustice, responding by burning your neighborhood down makes your life better. I don't fathom it. I don't understand it. Nobody's been able to give me a decent explanation about it. This is a little bit different, though, because the folks in Detroit, when they were setting those fires, just I think like the folks in Watts in Los Angeles earlier, and that's I think where they got their idea from, they were definitely, people within the neighborhood. In this case, there were people that were being brought in from outside the area specifically to spark property destruction and violence. And of course, once that happened, there is this mob mentality that kicks in, and people on the site that may have just been there just to cause trouble decide, hey, what the hey, I'm going to jump in here too. And just watching it all unfold again just brought back some really sad memories from, when I was 11 years old. And I realized that, people could do this to their own neighborhoods. Well, on another occasion, I'll talk to you about what it was like to be in seventh grade and have kids from the inner city bust into your school, thinking that that was somehow going to create some sort of a positive outcome. And it did not. And I can tell you that people of all different shapes and sizes and colors would look back on that social experiment and say that it was not a good idea. It really elevated the level of mistrust and caused unnecessary harm to what could have easily been made better by targeting the solution rather than trying to spread out the problem. Anyway, all I can say is stay safe, take it easy. I hope that things get better. I really do. Yeah, well, Mark Levin probably is not going to make things better. He's probably going to be more upset than me. So if you feel like hearing somebody really tell you what it's all about, stay tuned because he's coming up next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. I just want to say a big thank you to Tom Fulcher, the Idea Gardener, for joining us, and Mike Payson from the Prescott Frontier Rotor. If you want to help out the Navajo Nation, drop off a donation at Waters Garden Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. That's going to do it for us. We're going to come back and talk sports tomorrow at 4 right here on KQ&A. And so in the meantime, stay safe, be well, and have a good rest of your Thursday, everybody. I'm Sanford Cohen.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.